You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Two La Crosse City Government committees meet today. The Judiciary and Administration Committee will consider the ordinance that would create a city administrator position. The committee is also taking up a resolution opposing the Wisconsin DOT's plan to close two railroad crossings in the city. The Climate Action Plan Committee will consider a grant application. Later this week, the Finance and Personnel Committee will meet to consider budget requests and reallocation of capital funding. A Wisconsin Department of Transportation plan to close two railroad crossings in La Crosse did not receive any support at yesterday's Board of Public Works meeting. The board unanimously voted to contest closing crossing access at Avon and Hagar Streets and St. Cloud and Liberty Streets. The DOT wanted to close railroad crossing access at the two spots for improved safety by getting rid of turns at the crossings. Tonight, the city's Judiciary and Administrative Committee will review the Wisconsin DOT plan. Gas prices are holding steady in Wisconsin, close to $3 per gallon on average. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Gas prices in Wisconsin have inched up a bit over the last week to $2.98 a gallon. That's a 3.1 cent increase from last week. Patrick DeHaan, the head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said the national average is unchanged from last week, but is still down 3.8 cents per gallon from a month ago. He said half the states saw rising gas prices while the others saw a decline, and he expects the national average to stay at the 310 to 320 range throughout the coming week.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices have stayed within a few cents of the statewide average, currently sitting at about $3.02 per gallon for the past week. The Board of Public Works voted unanimously in favor of supporting the Mississippi River Trail inside of La Crosse city limits at last night's meeting. The board also unanimously approved a resolution to allow the city to operate a downtown public parking system. The resolution is required by state law. In addition, permits were approved for exemptions to the city's noise ordinance for construction projects in the city. The board also voted to contest the Wisconsin DOT's plan to close two railroad crossings. A new state law in effect offers an alternative to operator's licenses or bartender's licenses. The new statewide operator's permit will be valid at any licensed business in the state rather than the old operator's license, which was only good for the city or township that issued it. Supporters of the new law said it allows people to work in multiple locations without having to get a separate license to work at each one. You can visit the Wisconsin Division of Alcoholic Beverages website at revenue.wi.gov for more information. UW students who had their visas revoked by the Trump administration now have had their visas restored. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
27 students and alumni had their visas canceled and were told they should self-deport immediately. Two students sued the administration in U.S. District Court, and both times the students won the right to stay. Last week, across the country, people's visa records started to come back online as active without explanation. UW-Madison leaders confirmed that's what happened for all students and alumni who were impacted. That includes at least a handful of them who were told their visas were canceled after years of studying and now being just weeks away from graduation. Chancellor Jennifer Mnookin says she's relieved and grateful.
All told, about 4,700 students across the country had their visas revoked. A popular Wisconsin restaurant chain announced its new CEO this week. The new CEO of Culver's will be Julie Fussner. Fussner is the company's fifth CEO and the first woman to hold the title for the company. Fussner has been with Culver's since 2017, becoming the company's first chief marketing officer. Before Culver's, Fussner worked at Kraft Foods. She'll take over for Enrique Silva, who retired in February. Culver's has 151 locations in its home state of Wisconsin and over 1,000 restaurants nationally. After the Trump administration cut programs that helped fund school lunch programs, school administrators are looking for ways to pay for children to get fed during the day. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei-Olson.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced more than $1 billion in funding last year for two programs that help schools, child care centers, and food banks buy locally sourced food. Caitlin Taurinen heads the School Nutrition Association of Wisconsin. She says schools have roughly $2 per kid to spend on school lunches, and that federal money helped bridge the gap in their slim budgets and partner with local producers.
It's hard for us to do that with the budget that we have. And not only is it hurting the students and the schools that are consuming this food, but it's really making a huge impact on our farmers.
Senator Tammy Baldwin has demanded the USDA restore that funding. Leaders in the Trump administration say cutting it is curbing government waste.
Schools are also dealing with funding cuts from the Department of Education for Student Services, particularly for low-income and special needs children. A much quieter weather weather pattern is in store for western Wisconsin for the next several days. Today will be pleasant weather-wise with highs around 60 degrees. We'll get well into the 60s for the rest of the week, with highs in La Crosse topping out around 65 until the weekend. There will be rain chances Wednesday into Thursday and again early next week. Temperatures rise into the 70s and possibly even the 80s early next week as we turn the page to May. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a one-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team and being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up, get up, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby D. thanked the famous director for not casting him in the first Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A few clouds this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon. Our high today generally in the upper 50s to low 60s. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop down into the 30s. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy. A few showers in the afternoon with a high in the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.